Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment. Jaws dropped, and nobody could believe it, when the Oregon Health Authority announced new guidelines last week. They said that Oregon businesses would be required to enforce masks unless the business can confirm the customers had their vaccination. Regardless of your opinion on masks, vaccines, and the rest of it, this is an obvious example of the government taking a step back and quietly making the private sector enforce a papers please society. And this can only lead to something ugly. I know it's hard to believe, so let me read a direct quote. They are, quote, requiring businesses, workplaces, and houses of worship to verify the vaccination status of individuals before they enter buildings without a mask. On the face of it, maybe that doesn't sound so bad, but if you are working a 9-to-5 job with a short time for your lunch break, then you already know how long it takes to wait in line, get your food, eat it, and get back to work. In fact, if I am talking about you right now, you probably have this ritual down to a science. Now, imagine that every business that serves food will have an extra step where employees awkwardly check that their customers have their vaccination papers. Papers, please. Socialists love breadlines, so it's really not a surprise. These guidelines force businesses into an impossible position. Check people's vaccine cards or make everyone wear a mask. As the mask mandates come down, customers will not want to go to businesses that force them to mask up. But on the other hand, customers will not want to show their vaccine card everywhere they go. Freedom is still the birthright of every American, and even some of the people that voted for Biden will instinctively know that it is wrong to be asked for papers everywhere you go. Maybe you think I'm being too literal. After all, they are just guidelines, you say. Well, let me quote the next part of what Oregon wants its businesses to do. Quote, businesses would be required to continue to enforce mask requirements unless they had established a policy to confirm proof of vaccination. Yikes, that is pretty clear. A cynic might say that the Oregon politicians want businesses to do the heavy lifting and enforce the masking and vaccine mandates while the government pretends to peel back restrictions and pretend everything is normal. If we are asked by businesses for papers as we go about our routines during the day, then there is nothing normal about it. Oregon, California, Washington make up the west coast of this great country, and they all have a way of making the same really bad decisions. Whether it's new laws, socioeconomic meddling, or ethical, these three states are a mess. It is hard to imagine that the Oregon Health Authority order will not be copied by California, Washington, and beyond. Maybe the other western states are waiting to see if Oregonians are scared enough to put up with it. This is Anthony Mantove with your community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.